outside the box, not expecting good results from a bully president. Today's topic is peacemaker. The new president has declared himself a peacemaker, but will his efforts create a true peace? I doubt it, because his idea of peacemaking seems to be to decide what he thinks is a peaceful resolution of a conflict and then try to foist it onto the conflicting parties. Peacemaking needs to be agreed to by all those immersed in the conflict, on both or all sides, and any intermediary needs to be trusted by every side. It needs to be seen as neutral and interested only in an acceptable resolution of the conflict. Right now, the Israeli government may trust the White House, but the Palestinians certainly do not. They fear that they will be literally forced off the land they've been occupying in Gaza and the West Bank, a victim of ethnic cleansing, to make room for more Israelis. Where will they go? Maybe to Jordan and or Egypt, if the president can bribe either or both of those nations with foreign aid to more than cover the costs of resettling the Palestinians. Palestinians want a country of their own. Will new administration officials support that, since they have not had any meetings with Palestinian representatives, President Mahmoud Abbas, or any Hamas official? If there is a so-called peace agreement, it may be signed willingly by the Israeli government, but not by Palestinians. But they're not in a good bargaining position, so it may simply be another situation where Palestinians are denied justice. A similar situation seems to be evolving in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, where the U.S. president has talked with Vladimir Putin, but not with Ukraine's Zelensky. No U.S. demands on Russia, but demands on Ukraine for access to precious minerals. Again, the U.S. is not a neutral and unbiased third party, but is trying to settle the conflict to satisfy its own interests. If the Ukrainians agree to a ceasefire and peace agreement, it will only be out of desperation, not as a matter of justice. I have practically no respect for the new president, so I was surprised to see a recent headline saying the new administration, quote, floats deal with Russia, China to cut defense spending, end quote. The suggestion was for a three-way meeting with a goal of each country cutting its military spending by half. It would include nuclear weapons costs, too. It's not clear whether anything will come of this. The 2023 defense budget was $916 billion, while China was only at $296 billion and Russia spent $109 billion U.S. in 2023. The savings, of course, would be huge for the U.S. and much less, but still significant, for the other countries. Of course, the U.S. could unilaterally cut its military spending by half and still spend more than both China and Russia combined. Other U.S. allies also spend significantly for defense. France, Great Britain, Germany, and Saudi Arabia all spend $60 to $75 billion. If nations trusted each other more, such cuts might be easier to make. But with the new president, many other countries do not like or trust him. He initiated similar proposals in his first term with no response from either Russia or China. Still, it's one thing I could support, although money saved would likely be used for tax cuts to the wealthy, not for basic needs programs. How do we achieve peace in the world? Will efforts by the new administration help or hurt? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping peace with justice comes to these and other conflicts soon.